Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. This week, an English duo brought us a haunting gospel blues. Two hip-hop legends reveled in a classic 90s sound, and a Turkish-Irish Barbadian artist sang about the universal pain of a relationship falling apart. Here with a look at the week in music is John Schaefer, host of WNYC's News Sounds. Hello, John.
Hey, Sean.
Let's start today with a duo called Ferris and Sylvester. Mm-hmm. Who are they, and what's the song you're premiering today?
So Ferris and Sylvester are a husband and wife team who have this great Americana sound. They've been compared to Simon and Garfunkel. I hear more The Civil Wars, if you remember that band from a few years ago. Maybe even a little Bonnie Prince Billy. The thing is, they're not from America. Okay. They're from London. And they have their own distinctive accent, so to speak, in presenting this music. And the piece we're premiering today is a live performance version of a song that will be on their debut album coming out on Friday. The song is called Darkness I Feel, and it's just the two of them behind a Fender Rhodes keyboard with two more backing singers providing a simple finger-snapping accompaniment.
So throw me to the flames, guess I'm going to hell and I don't need them to pray, I just need a friend, someone to talk to, someone to lend a hand, in the darkness I feel.
You have the best eyes I've seen.
Darkness I feel. I'm feeling that. That's a
not
great...
American. I'm shocked. Yeah.
The English duo Ferris and Sylvester, the studio version of that will be on their debut LP, Superhuman, out on Friday.
Up next this week, we are at home. RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan just released an album done with hip-hop legend DJ Scratch. Are they going for a new sound here?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. This,
well, that's
this
good.
Is
I'll take
all
it.
About that classic 90s boom-bap, sample-heavy sound with DJ Scratch drawing a lot of his samples from Kung Fu movies. The album is called Saturday Afternoon Kung Fu Theater, and of course that's a big part of the Wu-Tang ethos over the years.
Yeah, makes sense.
Meanwhile, RZA is rapping about social ills and the various responses to them, political and spiritual.
Corona, cults, and cares of Folgers. Markets start to skyrocket. Pockets start to bulge up. Until the price of life was less than the cost of a box of rice. So many black youths locked in a box for life. For life.
I wanna go home.
It wasn't worth the sacrifice.
No one knows for whom the bell tolls. Or how many souls dust the hell holds. As we strive for these diamonds and gold. Many lost themselves on the side of the road. No one knows for whom the bell tolls or how many souls that the hell holds.
That is called Fisherman from the new album by RZA and DJ Scratch called Saturday Afternoon Kung Fu Theater.
Finally, John, the London singer Niloufer Yanya has just released her second album. It's called Painless. Is it? Painless, I mean.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, these are all songs about the ways that we hurt each other and ourselves. Mm-hmm. And yet, if you listen to just the sound of it, you know, she has a very smoky way of singing. The guitars are kind of mid-tempo chiming guitars. The drums are steady but restrained. So it does have a kind of relaxed, almost painless sound to it. But the lyrics are very focused, very pointed, and it's a really impressive sophomore record from Niloufer Yanya.
So baby, I better take this on. I better hold control. Do as I say. Do it to your perfect. I know it's not okay.
The song's called Midnight Sun from the new album Painless by Niloufer Yanya.
John Schaefer is the host of WNYC's New Sounds. You can see his extended roundup of the week in music at newsounds.org.
You're my best machine. You're my midnight sun.